Hi there. The word for you today is stay on the wheel. In Jeremiah 18 verse 4 we read, he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter. Yesterday we talked about the potter's plan and discovering it. Today we're talking about the importance of staying on the wheel. Because while you're on the potter's wheel, you need to consider these two things. Number one, the potter's plan and pleasure are what matter. He has the right to make you into anything he chooses. What matters most is that his plan for your life be fulfilled and his pleasure be realized. Can you imagine a potter discussing with the clay what it would prefer to become? Not a chance. Only he, the potter, has the wisdom to make that decision. So instead of struggling with the will of God or comparing yourself with somebody else, rejoice, Philippians 2:13, quote, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Isn't that a great scriptural premise? And number two, the potter won't stop until the job is done. God's job would be simple if we were just inanimate lumps of clay, but we're clay animated by self-will. Come on, tell the truth. We want what we want when we want it, right? But rather than giving in to us or even giving up on us, thank God, the potter keeps working and reworking the clay day after day until we gradually begin to take on the shape that he can use for his glory. This sometimes calls for radical action on our part. But let me read it to you. Jeremiah 18 verse 4, but the jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped. This is the Living Bible. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. You know, God's so committed to his objective in your life that he won't quit, even if it means allowing you to be crushed and starting the process over again. That's how much he loves you. So be patient and stay on the wheel, because what God has in mind for you is worth it.